This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. We cover a lot of different things around the Umpqua Valley twice a year. The Cow Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation gives out grants to nonprofit organizations in seven counties in southwestern Oregon. And the foundation executive director, Karma Mornerich, in to talk about that. Thanks for being here.
Of course, Kyle. Thank you for having me.
Well, twice a year, it is got to be, it's almost in a... How do I say this? In a better way, it's almost like something you would see on television where people walk out extremely happy, but it's very different because they worked really hard to get the funds. This is not a matter of answering questions on Jeopardy. And so you've got these organizations all over the place that are doing a lot of work, not only in Douglas County, but in other areas that are part of your tribal area. And the foundation is able to really make a big difference. You've got to feel some days like you've got a pretty cool job.
Yeah, I do. I have a really awesome job. And, the organizations that I get to interact with are really stellar. And the work that they do is just outstanding in our communities. And it really helps a lot of people. And the Single Day Awards is really the culmination of their hard work, as well as, you know, the tribe and the foundation recognizing the excellent work that they're doing in our communities. I like to say the Foundation Awards is like a good shot of vitamins.
Well, we had a story up yesterday and some pictures from the event, but kind of paint a picture about the event itself.
Sure. So we have the event at Seven Feathers Convention Center, and all the organizations who receive a funding are invited down to Seven Feathers, and we say a few words, and then Carla Keene, our tribal chairman, also says a few inspirational words, and then each organization is invited on stage, and they are asked to say a little bit about their organization and what the funding is going to go for. And so by the time you get about halfway through, everybody is in awe of what everybody else is doing because, you know, they're all doing work in the nonprofit area, and to see the breadth and the depth and the diversity of the work that is happening and the work that was funded by the foundation is really, truly impressive. And it's really inspirational, actually.
And I imagine for a lot of these organizations now, you've got a mix because you've got folks that you've been helping for with various things for a long time. But you've got organizations that are newer or are just really starting to have a bigger impact. And for some people, these funds, they don't know how else they would get them.
That's right. Well, and especially now with some of the government funding in question, a lot of these nonprofits are really relying on foundation funding to do the good work that they do in their communities. And for us to be able to help them out has been really, heartwarming.
So talk about the numbers. How much money did you dole out?
Sure. We gave away $759,230 to 84 organizations in our seven-county tribal service area, which includes Coos, Deschutes, Douglas, Jackson, Josephine, Klamath, and Lane counties.
And what about what part of that went to Douglas County nonprofits?
Douglas County nonprofits received just over $100,000, so they got $103,130.
So what's kind of the parameters or maybe the fence that you put around what types of things you allocate money to?
Sure. We have a few categories that we like to focus on. And basic needs is, of course, our highest priority. And this includes food, clothing, shelter, and basic expenses. And then we also focus on abuse prevention for children and families. And then we also like education, as well as health and wellness. And then we have a broader category called community support.
And I imagine those kind of evolve over the years.
Yes, they do. And, you know, the foundation really tries to follow the, you know, the wishes of the tribal government and the thoughts of the tribe. And we try to fund the things that the tribal board likes to fund as well.
So talk about for Douglas County, let's kind of run through the organizations and how you were able to help them.
Sure. So we had some really awesome organizations, lots of old friends in this list. Chadwick Clubhouse, they're actually just down the street here on Diamond Lake Boulevard, but they're they received $7,500 for their programming for additional mental health support for folks that struggle with mental health issues. And then our friends in Elkton at the Elkton Community Education Center, they got $9,930 for their fresh food initiative to provide snack packs and expand access to fresh fruits and vegetables in Elkton. And if any of you are ever driving past Elkton Community Education Center on your way to the coast or back and forth, anyway, you should stop in there. It's a really neat place, and they've got butterflies, and sometimes they've got ice cream and the Fort Umpqua's down there. Anyway, it's just a super cool place.
Well, they had their Blooms and Butterflies event last weekend as well.
Yes, absolutely. They just have a couple of new co-executive directors, and they're really knocking it out of the park and just running with the programs that they've got and doing a really great job.
All right, what else do you have on your list?
So the Family Relief Nursery, they're actually located in Cottage Grove, but doing great work in Drain, and they have a therapeutic early childhood classroom set up in Drain, and they've just expanded to two classrooms, and so our $15,000 is going to help support that second classroom in Drain. And then we also have Glide Helping Hands, who's receiving $5,000 for their work in supporting the community with food and supplies and personal care items for folks in Dixonville, Glide, Idlewild Park, and Diamond Lake.
All right, and you've got several more.
Yeah, we do. Peace at Home Advocacy Center, they're receiving $7,500 to support their new youth housing campus that's a shared site, and we're going to help them construct an outdoor meeting area for the youth that they're hosting on their campus, aged 12 to 24. And then we're buying a dishwasher for the Roseburg Senior Center, $10,700 to help purchase and install a commercial dishwasher for the folks at the Senior Center.
Not your ordinary dishwasher, though.
No, no. It's a commercial dishwasher, and it's really going to help them have a little bit easier day, I think, rather than, I think, their old three-sink process and lots of hand washing.
Well, you think about, we replaced a dishwasher a few months ago, and going without one for a while was its own problem. That's just for two people, dozens of people coming through every day.
Absolutely. I think it's going to make their life a lot better down there at the Senior Center.
All right. Who else?
All right. St. Francis Community Kitchen up in Sutherland, they're going to get $10,000 to help for their twice-a-week hot meal program in Sutherland. And then also the Sutherland Oakland Emergency Pantry, they're going to get $10,000 to help with their food box program, serving folks in Sutherland, Oakland, Wilbur, and Umpqua areas in northern mid-Douglas County.
Anybody else on the local list?
Yeah, we've got Friendly Kitchen Meals on Wheels. They're receiving $15,000 to help their home delivery program. And it's not just a home delivery, it's a friendly visit. So the drivers get to, you know, they knock on the door. And sometimes folks that receive those meals, it's the only visit they're going to have all day long. And it might be the only time they actually use their voice to speak with someone. And so those friendly kitchen and Meals on Wheels drivers are just, they're trained, and they're just really awesome folks doing a really great service in Douglas County.
All right. So a lot of organizations here.
Yes, absolutely. We've got two more. Umpqua Valley Disabilities Network is receiving $5,000 for their work with folks having disabilities in Douglas County. And then UCAN, or United Community Action Network, for their Head Start program, they're getting $7,500 to replace the rubber surface at their playground. So lots of great stuff happening in Douglas County.
All right, more when we come back. Carmen Mordorich from the Concrete Umpqua Indian Foundation, the interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson at 1. State Representative Virgil Osborne scheduled to be with us tomorrow. He may be live in Salem. He may be here. We'll see how the legislative session goes on and as they are getting ready to wrap up here in the next few days. Carmen Mordorich, Executive Director of the Calcrete Umpqua Indian Foundation, in studio talking about the grants and the awards they gave out. Talk about the process for this, because over the years it seemed that you have a pretty thorough vetting process, really diligent, so that you are confident that the dollars that you've been entrusted with are being used the best way possible.
Absolutely, yes. We have an online process to start. So folks apply through our website, and usually that starts with a phone call to me, and then they proceed with the application process. And then once it's submitted, myself, along with, I have a few contract staff people that help me review the usually around 100. Like, we usually get about 100 applications, and so we review those over the course of 2 or 3 months. And the review entails reading the application and then reaching out to the organizations. And what, sometimes that's done with a phone call, sometimes it's through email, and sometimes we go for a visit. So, like, for example, I went and visited the Chadwick Clubhouse, and I had an awesome tour by one of their clients, and I met with their executive director, and I got to see what they were doing, and I just learned more in depth about their organization. And, you know, those kinds of visits really, you know, I feel like it builds a rapport with the organization and the foundation, as well as it allows me and the foundation and its board members to get an idea of what the organization's really doing, and how many clients it's helping, and just, you know, really, you know, build that bond.
Well, and probably a lot of organizations are not as easy to maybe understand, you know, just what their mission is.
Absolutely. And sometimes an organization on paper looks entirely different than it does in person. And so those in-person visits can really have a huge benefit for me when I'm looking at something and going, well, this doesn't make sense. But then when you talk to somebody face to face, they go, oh, no, it's this, this, and this. And it totally explains what you didn't understand on paper. And so being able to have those in-person conversations really is beneficial. Official, I think, both for the organization as well as myself.
So you get a vast amount of applications. Not everybody gets accepted, but are you able to provide any of the people or any of the organizations that aren't helped financially with some sort of some tips, some information, some help?
Yes, sometimes when it's appropriate, we do try to, you know, maybe sometimes it's just not a good fit. Maybe the Cow Creek Foundation doesn't fund their project for one reason or another. Maybe just it just doesn't fit with the, you know, the ideas of what the board wants to fund. And so when that happens, we do try to send organizations to other foundations, or sometimes we'll offer training to help improve maybe their fundraising or maybe their board structure. We do have a technical assistance fund that we help organizations build some of their internal structures and processes if it's appropriate.
And for the organizations that you help, even if you are funding them, I'm sure there's times that you're providing them some additional advice as well.
Absolutely. Any organization that calls, if I feel like they're a good fit for other local funders like the Ford Family Foundation or maybe a funder from Oregon Community Foundation like Whipple or Lilja that fund in Douglas County, I will absolutely refer them to those organizations and encourage them to do some research and see if applying for a grant from those organizations might be helpful. And then also, you know, hooking organizations up with one another is also helpful, doing that, you know, kind of networking thing. If I know somebody in Deschutes County is doing similar work to somebody in Jackson County, I might put them together and say, hey, you guys should talk and learn a little bit from each other because both of you have great processes and excellent programs, and maybe you could learn something from each other.
Well, some of these organizations have staff, maybe a group of staff and number of volunteers. Some of these are pretty small.
That's right. I think probably half of the organizations that apply for funding from the Cow Creek Foundation are probably volunteer driven. And so that means all the work they do is done by volunteers, and all of the grants that are written are done by volunteers. And I do a lot of coaching, you know, where to find, you know, the application or where to find this button to submit the follow-up grant report, or, you know, I do a fair bit of hand-holding.
And are you able to travel around other parts of the service area?
Yes, I do get out of the office periodically. I get down to Medford and over into Bend and get to meet a lot of the out-of-area organizations as well. And then my staff also does. We usually break it up geographically, so they get out into the communities. And it really helps us understand the extensive work that the nonprofits are doing. And, you know, I just really applaud volunteers and nonprofit organizations for really reaching deep into our communities and filling a lot of voids that, you know, just some places have, and, you know, providing food for folks who don't have it, and programming for low and underserved communities. It's just really inspiring to see these organizations doing what they're doing.
And I imagine, I mean, there's some similarities between some of the needs, but some of these areas may have unique needs.
That's right. Absolutely. We see all kinds, you know, ranging from, you know, the need for food to, you know, there's a really neat organization in Deschutes County called FAN that is doing, you know, they work in the schools, and, you know, children are identified as being, you know, needing something, and then they identify what is needed, and they work with the parents and try to refer those kids to organizations or individuals that might be able to help them with whatever need it is, whether it's housing or a fan belt for their car or fixing a cavity, you know, just whatever it is, this organization does that. And so, you know, we see a lot of unique things come across our desk, and it's really neat to see.
Now, for people that are newer to the area or don't maybe understand the process, explain where all this money comes from.
Sure. So our funding comes from Seven Feathers Casino, and there we have a compact with the state of Oregon. And so as part of that compact, we give away a certain percentage of net proceeds from Nevada-style gaming to the broader community. And Cow Creek was the first tribe in Oregon to sign that compact. And then other tribes followed. There's 9 recognized tribes in the state of Oregon. And there's probably about 5 or 6 active tribal foundations that give funding back to the community as well. Similar to what we do, you know, they have tribal service areas and give out to the broader community. Some of them give to other tribal organizations, as do we. So it's really, the state of Oregon really did a smart thing. You know, Governor Kitzhaber and Governor Roberts, they were really smart in implementing this program.
What's the maybe most rewarding part of what you do?
I think the most rewarding part of what I do is seeing the benefit that nonprofit organizations quietly bring to our communities. They're doing work sometimes behind the scenes and really serving populations that are in need. And I am really proud of our communities for pulling together and making it happen.
All right, Karma Mordovich, Executive Director of the Cow Creek Umpqua Indian Foundation. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.